I need the ginger beer this type of year because it kills any cold.
And Anisha will tell you when I go there, if they don't have it, I'm like, don't tell me them to have that. I don't want to hear that.
You have to go in the morning.
You
guys.
Don't behave go as bad as me. Yeah, let me go call him. All right, listen, ladies.
I do have one other thing to add. One other thing to add about the event. We are actually having a free giveaway, but it's a raffle as well that people can enter. We are giving away non-perishable 2 baskets to families. I think it's definitely needed in this time of financial difficulties. But if we can offer that between Womenpreneurs and Rising Queens to just give something back to the community. We're already trying our best to help the entrepreneurs help to rise, but that also is going to be an added bonus to somebody, to some family, to some table. And we also have for even upcoming entrepreneurs, somebody starting up business, we're giving it's actually a raffle for a Karen printer.
Yes, a little printer. So
Storm, we're going to buy out the people that raffle, all right? Because DJ Storm has a line, and you're right. Yeah. Right.
You know, that's the thing is like entrepreneurs were always kind of missing something, right? So in the sense of giving away a printer was like really special to us because we're like, okay, you know, there's so many places that you can get a label or stickers or anything like that. And it's great to give away a printer and great to give back because we were able to receive so much, you know. So
my listeners and my viewers, now is the time to get your pen and your paper that I did tell you always have when you listen to Boom Boom Time. Run. That's right. Run. Scratch your pen. Make sure it can write good. Pencil nibble is there. All right. Good. Give us the date, the address, the location, and the times. And slowly, each of you, 2 times, your social media spots so they could keep up with you.
Will do. So the event is going to be held December 11th, 2021 at the Caribbean Food Factory at 5311 de Maisonneuve West. You could find us there at from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's on a Saturday. Come and visit us.
Yeah.
And my handle on Womenpreneurs, you could find me on Instagram at Womenpreneurs. That's WOMENPRE. NEURS_MTL. I'm also on at Empressologist. You could find me there as well for any CMOS products at EMPRESSEDOLOGIST. And you could find me at Emp Body Bliss, EMP_BODYBLISS.
God help us. We're going to make you put that in the comments on the live on Facebook, and then I will read it again before the show is over. Right? Right? And you now.
Well, you know what? Just to make it a little bit easier, you're just going to follow me on Instagram at IAMONEISHALEWIS, and then you'll be able to just follow.
I am Onisha Lewis.
Exactly.
And that's on IG right there, right there. Well, congratulations. Flip them books for me for the camera.
Yes. I just wanted to mention one more thing about the last 2 books. So I Love You, Little Bean and 5 Steps to Embracing Your Grief is actually about miscarriage. So I had a miscarriage earlier this year in April.
Oh.
And lost my little boy.
Loss is loss, baby. Yes. Loss is loss. Yeah. I'm going to give this to Angel, and I'm going to quickly, before you leave with them, caught that. See, good, I still have good reflexes. Can't wait is right. Get your little monies. Oh, it's a lovely little book. Self-care encourages you to maintain a healthy relationship with yourself so that you can pass on those good feelings to others. You cannot give on to others what you don't have yourself. You come first. And when everything is taken care of with you is when you can make sure that everyone else is taken care of as well.
Amen.
And that's a little track there from Self-Care Tips for a Queen. And I'm going to just do, ooh, 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 ooh. Hey there, handsome. you know, just the tonal quality of my voice changed. Now, I can bet that you are probably thinking, why would a woman write a self-care book for men when she's clearly not a man? This is exactly why I'm the perfect person to write this book. If you want to see changes in life, you must listen to those who know best when it comes to certain categories. It is very exciting for me to be writing this book because the men whom I grew up with were all treated like kings. So if you want to know more about these products and chew like Sister P on the gummy roll-ups, the who roll-ups?
The CMOS roll-ups.
Yes, I'm feeling nice with the little thing on my face. Okay, good.
Got a little extra here.
Ooh.
Yes. This is a sugar scrub that will also be at the pop-up shops if you want to find out more. Come and
Okay. So we are so happy to have you both here.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you on the 11th.
Likewise. Thank you for having us here. Really coming. Appreciate it.
Now you'll want to laugh?
Why not?
Absolutely. DJ Storm was threatened last night. Yeah, it have good threatening. Give them back the beast face again.
I don't even know what face I gave, but I know it wasn't good.
Right? She hasn't been playing on air for a while, so DJ Maddie say she have to get on air today. DJ Storm, you ready? You have your music queued up?
Let's go.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM. Nice having Sophie and Onisha here. No, Sarah. Sarah and Onisha here. You good?
Yeah.
Always technical something. There we go. Well, it is while we wait for the music. So it got real CKUT here at home, right? Right? You have to plug in something. There, it's coming through, but I'm not hearing it. There you go. Hey, she playing a little parang. Hey, that's it.
All right, DJ Storm on the mix, sending happy B-Day out for the man himself. Marshall Montano celebrating his birthday. So hey, DJ Storm gonna take you out for a while. It's now 5:08 in the afternoon. This is DJ Storm.
Goes up to my head, can't get over, you know, cause the wine's so good. You put on a show, yeah, you know. The other guys, they ask if I need help, but I got control, yeah, you know, cause I'm a rude boy too. And I say, no long talking. When we wine, when we wine, when we wine, only slow dancing. Bring it back one time, baby, say no.
I don't tell her what's in the ceiling. And if you want to be crazy, I don't give a damn. I just wanna get over and know. It's I like it. hot weather down in the Caribbean. It's like 96 degrees. How hot I'm feeling for you. And nothing wrong with a little cold breeze. But one thing I want you to know, I like it hot. Yeah, I like it hot, baby. I like it hot. I want it young. I like it hot. Give me. I like it hot. Yeah, I like it hot. Oh yeah, I like it hot. I want it young. I like it hot. Yeah, come now, come now. Might be too hot for you if you could handle the hotness. All this might be just for you. Come a little closer to me. I want to see what you can do before you try to manage me. I really need you to know. I like it hot. Yeah. I like it hot. Hear me. I like it hot. I want it young. I like it hot. Oh. I like it hot. I like it hot. Hot. I like it hot. I want it young.
Make no last. Yeah. Your bumper does feel so proper, cuddling up in the morning. It just feels so warm and it's If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Since we've been talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... From others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus. Even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if the vaccine is safe and effective. The answer is yes. The vaccine is approved by Health Canada and has been the subject of numerous studies involving thousands of people, including children. Experts also closely monitor any adverse effects that may occur after vaccination.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Santa Claus, do you ever come to the ghetto? Hi, this is Carney Davis. I will be on Zoom on West Indian Rhythms, Saturday, December 11th. See you then.
Carlene Davis on the 11th of December. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, some music in there. But you really didn't lose your touch, DJ Storm.
Thank you.
Watch the big teeth inside the place, right? Well, we have a short interview today. Yes. And we have a little cutie. Oh, yeah, she is the best. She is the best. It is none than my darling and singer. And now we are going to talk about Westcan Jar Delights. That was for those of you on Facebook, you're looking at the coconut sweetbread. Lovingly known as sweetbread.
Yes.
Ladies, talk out the thing.
Right, right. Good evening, Montreal and the world, whoever's listening. We are, my name is Malika.
And my name is Shiata. And this is?
And Finga.
Right.
We are from Westcan.
Yeah.
So listen, let me tell you, the first couple times you did it was fabulous. Whereby you give them all the ingredients and they add the butter and the
egg and milk, whatever it calls for.
Yeah. But you've given them here. I see they have the mixed peel in the top,
of
raisins.
Course.
I see the coconut. Coconut.
Coconut.
Right. Coconut. Coconut. Right. I see sugar down in there. And I know with the sorrel, it had the mixed essence.
Yeah, it had
right?
essence.
So, like, it has everything
the spices.
In there.
Bay leaf, the cinnamon, everything.
Okay. Oh. So, bay leaf and cinnamon, too? Or, so, now, Nzinga, when mommy makes the sweet bread, how does it taste?
It tastes sweet.
It tastes sweet? Is that a good thing?
It tastes a little bit sweet.
Okay, so it's good.
And
does
it's
it taste
yummy.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what? That moment right there, she just discovered her voice. She heard it. She looked up. It was just too precious. Ladies, yummy. Fundraising. You guys have been doing phenomenal things, I think, well, forever for me. I'm biased, right?
Thank you.
But now, these funds, what are you going to be doing?
So, for those of you who don't know or even that know, we moved into our own space, 7419 Harley Avenue, as of the last 2.5 years now. So the funds that we raise helps to keep us in our space, helps to keep our community programs going, right? We have children's dancing and drumming program. We have senior programs, dancing and drumming right now. We have a lot of things going on, you know, in terms of culture and sharing our culture here in Montreal. And fundraising helps to keep us doing what we love to do, right?
All
right. Thank everybody for their support.
And every so often, a lazy Sister P gets on the Zoom, we don't know, and stretch and this and that. I do 10 minutes and says, okay, I've exercised. I got.
Yes, so that's what she's talking about is a sweat class that happens online.
Online
Mondays
on Mondays.
At 7 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, 7 p.m. online. And the day before I joined that class, I actually stretched and pulled meniscus in the hamstring, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it have a cyst. And so I started to exercise with you. Not that I ever do a full class. Well, I used to, not too long ago, right? But that was that. So I just lock off the Zoom. Yeah. Right?
I mean, don't fear that you have ailments and stuff. You can always do the workout to your ability. We're never stressing anybody to, you know, you have to kick your foot up here and do this like this. Do it to the best that you can.
And you're
keep
in
moving
the privacy of your home. Right? Yes, yes. All right. So when is the next Jar Delights? Tell me what you're selling.
All right. So presently we have our Jar Delights 5.0. Our menu has increased. We have baked goods. We have spice mixes. We have body care, which includes vanilla spice and cocoa coffee, to name a few.
I see Cheryl Ann Als is online. Cheryl Ann, my darling, you will love the sorrel mix. I know you make a bad sorrel already, but hey.
Bye. Right? We make it easy. We have savory treats, and we also have, new this year, scented candles.
Yes! Yeah. Yes! I was hawking those. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It fills the room. It makes you feel like you're in the tropics. Jamaica Me Crazy,
mango and coconut.
We have one at the studio.
Yes, we do have candles burning all the time in the studio to give an ambiance. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So now, when do people have to buy their stuff by?
So the latest that you can order is December 11th. And we have our pickup happening at our studios on December 18th.
Okay, so you order by December 11th.
Yep. And we have an order form available online. If you have any issues with online order forms, you can give us a call. But you order by December 11th. And the pickup is December 18th at our studios. Or we even have delivery with an extra charge.
Okay. So give us the phone number for those who are not yet up to scratch online.
For sure, for sure. So, once again, we're talking about WestCan's Jar Delights 5.0 campaign. What Jar Delights is we have these wonderful Caribbean and not-so-Caribbean recipes where we supply you with your dry ingredients, your sugar, your flour, and you just provide and mix with your wet ingredients, and you have this lovely, delightful treat of sweet bread. We even have black cake. We have cookies. We have curry lentil soup, chili, and cornbread.
Yes.
You can reach us at 514-641-9149 or 514-804-5764.
Okay. And the IG space, Miss Shiata?
IG, you can find us at WestCan Folk. That's WestCanFolk. And we're also WestCan Folk on Facebook. I have to fight for my mic.
It's been a joy with you guys because I've had all of your children here on air at some point, and I've terrorized you. You get away. I see you reading. Then you're so bold, you're reading on the camera for everybody to see you reading on the camera.
The menu is so vast. I have to make sure I tell everyone what is really happening, right?
Oh, Lord. Listen. West Canada loving sautéil and keep it going. And of course, I buy in the curry lentil soup.
Yes.
People think that there's only big thing for free. No. I don't support. I support and buy, yeah. Right? I buy less these days because I'm broke, right?
We understand, yes.
I know the gallows is laughing. I'm broke, right? Anyway, ladies, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
And Kimani will be back in drumming class next week.
Perfect.
And now you have a show coming up with the little kids. Is it for parents only?
Yeah, that's our in-house recital. So we have a children's program that runs from October to May of next year. So we're still taking registrations, and we have our holiday recital where the children get to showcase what they've been working on so far. And, you know, it gives them a little small stage venue to feel like stars. So yeah. It's in studio, and it's for the children registered in the program. So please get your children registered. Check us out. You can go to our website at westcanfolk.com. We're taking registration there. So, I mean, right now we're here to talk about Jar Delights, but that's our little presentation we have coming up.
Our raison d'etre. It's all about the kids. And look for them on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's all about the kids. Bye, yeah. Nzinga.
Say bye and thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We get back to regular programming. But let me warn you, eh? They grew up to be that. Mm. I bought the infant last night. Could you imagine? It? Yes.
Bye.
Oh, watch her fit. Okay, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Got Angel and thank Storm. You. CKUT 90.3 FM. And it's been a heck of a show. Birthdays just now. Let me go and look for them, and I have to do an important obituary.
All right, so DJ Storm, yeah, you know, we're going to change the mood. We're going to do some reggae. And you line up. Anytime you're ready, you know. Anytime you're ready, DJ Storm. So, and then we're going to come and do some birthday greetings. And hey, I had to big up the New York Posse boy. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. You know, New York, we miss you guys. Because normally Thanksgiving, you know we're going to be there. So, Carrie and the crew, hope you're listening.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So, you do. All right, this is DJ Storm listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Don't touch that dial.
Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't rock my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking. Oh, please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't rock my boat.
'Cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
I'm
boat.
I'm telling you that, oh, boy, I like it
this.
So keep it steady, like this. You should know by now. I like it like this. Ooh yeah.
Satisfy my soul.
Oh yeah.
Satisfy
my soul. Every little action. Action.
Satisfy my soul.
Oh, can't you see what you've done for me? Boy, I'm happy inside all of the time. Oh,
I fell in love. love. I'm nighttime would find me in Rosa's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina. Wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. And for the gun that he wore, my challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. And some young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. My mind as I stood there, I had but one chance, and that was to run out through the back door of Roses. I ran out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. In El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen this young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I settle up and away I did go, riding Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rosa's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Though I am
strong and I rise where I'm falling. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest.
Welcome Tristan Palmer to the live. He's listening. Hey, Tristan, love you. Entertainment. Okay. Day after day, so many people are passing, and many of them very, very close to me. And so it is with sadness. And some people say you must rejoice when there is a death, because my mother would used to say, he is free, he's free. And certainly he is out of his pain. Lyndon W. Peterkin, lovingly known as Pete, at the age of 77, died November 22nd at the Jewish General Hospital following a courageous battle with leukemia. The son of Maria Gwendolyn Bell and Elgon James Peterkin, he was born on the 10th of August, 1944, in the town of Granville, Jamaica, in Trelawney. After immigrating to Montreal in the late 60s, he studied welding at the Averon Technological School while moonlighting as a taxi driver to support his family. Shortly thereafter, he established a thriving workshop in Villemard called Tops Welding and Maintenance, where for 35 years, Tops would be a trusted metalwork body shop and a beloved after-hours stomping grounds where folks of all ethnicities and socioeconomic backgrounds and languages would gather to receive his warm hospitality and a cold drink after a long work day. He married his high school sweetheart, Olga Mae Gordon, in Montreal, and together they raised their children. He is predeceased by Heron, who we called Pat. He's survived by children's Andrew, Judith, Christine, Jessica, and he is also survived by his wife of 21 years, Lorraine Peterkin. Okay, I think these are his siblings. Sorry. Lorraine Peterkin Harris, Patricia Gray, 11 grandchildren, Nicole, Melissa, Matthew, Gregory Tyson, Emerson, Aiden, Riley, Miles, Tiara, Bella, and most recently, one great-grandchild, Dean. He is survived by his second wife, Cynthia, with whom he enjoyed 21 wonderful years, as well as sisters Elaine Johnson and Alicia Peterkin, and brothers Jim and Darren Bell. Many, many nieces and nephew. He'll forever be remembered for his huge personality, generosity, and charisma of heart. He was a faithful lodge member and also a masterful master of ceremonies, storyteller, and he was a cook. He was an avid fisherman, and he was a wonderful singer, wonderful tenor. Pete's viewing will take place Friday, December 3rd from 10:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Yves Lagarrive Funeral Complex, 7200 Newman Boulevard, LaSalle. A service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 4th at Westmount Baptist Church, 411 Roslyn Avenue in Sherbrooke. Interment will follow, and I believe that donations are going to be taken in honor of the Shriners Hospital for Children. So that's shrinershospital.org. Of course, there will be a wake of sorts at the MCSO Friday night. Listen to me. His biggest legacy is that at a young age of about 7, he told me that I reminded him of Florence on the Jefferson, and he always said, you're going to be an actress. And to the day he died, I was known as Florence. So I thank you, because you always saw in everybody, and in particular myself, their talents, and you encouraged them, your love of family, so much so that the traditional game of scramble, where you get a big bowl of coins, loonies, toonies, quarters, dimes, in the old days, pennies, sometimes there might be a $50 bill, and you throw them up in the air and watch all the children and Sister Joan scramble. We're taking scramble around the world. Moment of silence for Brother Pete. Oh boy, I tell you. Then DJ Storm, where there is death, there is life. And so we want to do the happy birthdays. We did say that Masha Montano had a birthday. I believe Faith Campbell and Dexter David, Andre Whiteman. It's his birthday. And of course, let me see who else. Trey Holness was yesterday. Wendell James, today. Martin Seberak. Yesterday was Courtney Williams, formerly of Spice. And Marion's son, one of our listeners, Monica Pierre, Strati Jors, Theodora Clyke, our own Cassie Moore, Deisha Bertrand, and so many people, Artila Fagan, so many. And I think Rommel is tomorrow, and Uncle Patrick Bain. So let's do a quick happy birthday. One more?
And I have two godmothers' birthdays coming up.
Yeah, we'll wait for that. Who else did I forget, Angel?
Well, look, God, I mean, you're a big fan, and you forgetting Mr. Desmond.
Oh, gosh. No, Desmond.
Listen.
Desmond.
You have to give you what do you call it?
A lick.
A bois. Yeah.
Bois.
You have to give you the golden bois.
Whack Trinidad's Mr. Desmond, who you could hear tonight at MrDesmond.net. His birthday. So let's go. Let me hear you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Happy birthday to you.
I tell you.
She laughed.
I tell you. Listen, it was a great show for me. We got some interviews in there. We didn't get to the R&B soul disco funk, but some great music, a lot of information, and DJ Storm, El Paso by Sanchez. No child, you're no easy. So check out everybody where you can. Don't put your hat where your hand can't reach it. Support West Can's Jar Delights and that pop-up sale. If you had $20, you could get three things, because they have some things that are $7. And so support, right?
Exactly. And, you know, this is the last Sunday of the month.
At the start of Advent.
Yes. So you know the white stuff start. So I hope everybody who is a driver and have a vehicle, you have the winter tires, because you know they're not playing, eh?
Listen,
so, you know, make sure you have those winter tires.
I have good news for you. I have a good news for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I hear that double-digit cents is to come off the gas today. So it's supposed to be that much cheaper starting today.
Today?
Today.
So you mean...
You better whip outside.
I could walk by the gas station, see the price instead of wasting the gas.
Look, we don't have much time. Let the chai play 5 minutes. Listen, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love community.
Yes, yes.
Community benefits all of us, not just us because we're on air. Uncle Stretch, thank you for last week.
You are my joy.
Yes,
we enjoy that show.
And everybody. Hey.
Daddy, thank you for last night.
Mm-hmm. Make sure your actions are not the actions to cause another person
pain. DJ Storm.
No, I'm good.
We out of here till next week.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
Enjoy life, Montreal. Celebrate life.
You better wait for me. Wait for me, my love. Oh, darling, you better wait for me. I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard my baby cry. Side and I heard her crying. Wait for me, my love, oh darling, you better wait for...
Vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si votre enfant recevra le même vaccin que celui pour adultes. Le vaccin utilisé pour les enfants de moins de 12 ans contient une plus petite quantité d'ARN messager, car le système immunitaire des enfants répond mieux que celui des adultes. Et bien que la dose soit plus petite, le vaccin est tout aussi efficace.